So here we have a clip from the whatever podcast of one of these mouthy, dopey, thinks she's intelligent because Simps have been telling her how smart she is for most of her life. Broads yammering away, thinks she has something important to say, thinks she knows what she's talking about, but actually she's going to find out pretty quick she doesn't. So let's jump right into this, shall we?
Like, one thing that I see argued on here a lot is
Automatically, the first word she said was like, so I know she's a moron.
that they, like, you guys will say it's
Another
fair for a
like.
guy not to want a woman that has a high body count, and I haven't really seen any good argument against that, and I actually agree
Oh,
with
really?
You
Let me
guys.
Help you with that.
No,
I'm glad you brought
I
that
agree
up.
That it's fine to not want to be with someone who has a high body count for multiple reasons.
Wait.
But wait, let's go back to supply and demand.
But of course, she thinks that should also apply from women to men, and they should have a problem with a man with a high body count, even though the vast majority of women do not.
Let's go.
She's really just salty because men have a problem with her high body count. That's all.
Back to supply and demand. Do you think that men would prefer, just on average, to have a woman with a low body count or a high body count?
I don't think
Cope.
That men care as much as
no,
it's
so
made
let's
out.
say.
Wow, she's a dummy. So she's a dummy. How many men do you think she's asked, by the way? How many men do you think she's actually talked to and asked, come on, be honest with me. Do you really care if a woman has slept with lots of dudes? And of course, what does lots mean? 10, 20, 100? Would you have a problem if the woman you were dating had slept with 100 dudes, 200 dudes? Come on, be honest. And generally, this guy she's talking to, when do women talk to men that they don't want to be with, right? How often are women just walking up to your average Joe Schmo at a construction site or the barista at her local, well, if he's a barista working at a Starbucks, he's probably a libtard. But you know what I mean? They're not asking men their opinions on this who are not men that they want to bang them, right? These are men that they're interested in, and ostensibly the man is interested in her. You're not going to get accurate feedback.
Say for a second that we took you and made a perfect clone of you. Like, let's say, I don't know, you had a twin sister or something like this, but however it was that your thought waves and brain patterns were mapped completely onto another woman, which is an exact doppelganger of you. Okay, and a man could choose. He fell in love with you. And the clone of you had slept with no people, and you had slept with 100 people, and it's the same person. Which one do you think the man would choose?
I think a large portion would want the girl who knows what she's doing.
That part.
That is such cope. No. Okay, look. What do you mean knows what she's doing? But what she fails to understand as she tries to put men on an equal setting with, again, guys, you've got to understand this. This is key. Women think men think and want what they want. And they have no empathy for men at all. They have empathy for small animals and maybe babies, though that hasn't been proven to me since women are the vast majority of child abusers. So I think, I don't even believe that women are more empathetic to babies. I think women are more empathetic to other women and small animals. That's it. I don't think they're empathetic to babies. I don't think they're more empathetic than men to babies. I don't think they're more empathetic in general, just to each other and maybe your occasional rabbit or other cute creature that reminds them of a baby that they're no more empathetic toward than a man would be. So give me a break, lady. You think, Jesus.
Hold on.
Erroneous! Erroneous!
So do you think that they would prefer the promiscuous you?
Yes, this is a...
Yeah. That's it. All they can do is project. They take them, they project it onto the dude. Oh, that's what he would want too, right? Even though my preferences are a social construct too, the same way I say that masculinity is just a construct and everybody's really just a blank slate when they're born, which would mean that my preferences are also just made up, created on a whim. So what makes mine better than his? But somehow he wants exactly what I want as well, right? It's very interesting. It's a very narcissistic way to view the world, mapping your own wants and needs and desires and qualities on everybody else you meet.
Topic that's actually debated online.
Well, then
online
what
a
you
lot,
should
you
do is
comments.
Just look at the camera then and say that you're going to fuck a ton of dudes because you think it's going to raise your value to men.
Well, I don't give a what anybody views my value as. I don't have a high body count, and I don't want to
down-regulate
my fucking oxytocin receptors by sleeping with a bunch of people aimlessly.
Yeah, wait. But wouldn't people love you more?
Right, but that's why you think men don't care about that, right? That's just a major cope, isn't it, honey?
If you did,
some guys do prefer women who know what they're doing. They don't want to have to train somebody.
What do you mean? I would love to train her. Come on. I've been there. I've done that. It's not too difficult, you know? Men are easy to please. She doesn't understand men. That's it. She's only ever been with dudes that have high body counts. She's been with Chads and Tyrones and Enriquez, you know, get their suave on. You know, that's all she's ever known. Guys with high body counts to begin with. And friends of hers with high body counts. What does she know? She don't know nothing. I think men would prefer women with high body counts. Yeah.
And some men are possessive and like want someone to themselves, and I think that's also fair. And one argument that women have against that is like, oh, men only don't want a girl with a high body count because they're insecure. Even if that is the case, like, who cares? Like,
we don't want a woman with a high body count because it's evolutionary biology. It's ingrained in our genes, because if she takes sex so lightly, then she's much more likely to cheat on me, and then I'm much less likely to know who the father of that kid is. The woman always knows who the child belongs to in regards to her. I mean, it's not like she's going to pop a kid out and say, I wonder if it's mine. No, it's yours. That's how we know. But the guy, he don't know. Okay? So there's actual reasons for him not wanting you to have a high body count, sweetheart.
They're allowed to feel
insecure. Well, I don't know. It seems to me that the value of virgins, since there's so few of them in society, has skyrocketed in the dating marketplace, and that men are competing over them a lot more than they're competing over women who are highly...
Yeah, right. Aren't there sultans over there in, you know, the Middle East paying like $1 million to have a Western virgin flown in?
Promiscuous.
Has this been studied? Is this like...
Actually, yes.
The guy's a virgin. To me, it's a turn off.
Right? On the preferences of body
that's
count.
That's disgusting if a guy's a virgin.
Let me answer a question.
Men and women are.
Of course, because by contrast, it shows you to be the hawa, the dirty hawa you are, sweetheart.
Can we switch this around?
We can, but just let us finish our argument. We're almost done. So, yeah, there has been study for preferences for high or low body count, and men tend to prefer lower body count. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's true. And they do tend to compete.
The fact that she doesn't know that and thinks you need a study to know that tells you how dumb she is.
More over women who are virgins. They tend to compete a lot more for them. So it seems that based on supply and demand, there's a lot fewer virgins. So the supply of them is down. The demand for them is up.
Okay.
Right?
But
so they can de-virgin them. That's
no,
why.
What percentage,
like, I want a virgin so I can take her virginity.
What percentage of women that are conventionally attractive are going to remain virgins up until the point of marriage?
Well, not worthless, but they have less worth, at least in the eyes of a man.
Marriage.
Very few.
Very few, right?
Yeah.
So then that brings in the predicament of reality versus idealism, which is ideally very attractive.
Oh, Lord.
Women. They're around me.
But that's not idealism. You're getting it backwards, sweetheart. You're the one that has the idealism, thinking that you can deprogram, socially construct, engineer men into not wanting what their biological urges, preferences, determined preferences are. You're the one with the idealistic view, not the men. She's got it backwards, of course. Look at how fat she is. All she does is stuff her face. Oh, hadn't opened, cracked the spine of too many books, have you, honey? No. Unless they have a effing, you know, ist on the cover as part of the title.
Paul donated $200. Dating marketplace is obviously different than a market for good.
Wow, by the way, this whatever podcast makes some money, yo. They're getting $100, $200 donations all over the place for 7 or 8 hours, man.
If you want a more complete partner, some level of exploration is necessary.
Which is
virgin
exactly
is bad, but
point.
So is promiscuity.
Virgin is bad.
Totally agree.
I don't think
total nonsense. By the way, what do you mean? You need a so if you want a complete partner, some level of exploration. That's only if the relationship is focused around S, hedonism and pleasure and all that. And by the way, if you've never this is one thing they don't understand. If you've never had S with anybody else, and you just have S with your husband, and you're with that person your entire life, you wouldn't know anything else. You would have no point of comparison. So all the S would feel good to you. And by the way, if you're with somebody for your entire life, you're going to learn what they want. You're going to become tuned into their wants, needs, desires, what pleases them. And you don't have your prior experiences to muddy those waters, so you're going to be that much more able to give them what they want.
I don't think virgin.
Every single marketplace, she's a psychologist. She should know this, right? Every single marketplace in economics also runs off of psychology.
Psychology's a scam, by the way.
It also runs off of consumer trust. It runs off of how people feel about the product. Successful marketing campaigns tug at heartstrings, has nothing to do with the product at all. So, no,
what,
all
so
marketplaces
what are these studies
are
and like how recently
same.
Were they done?
This is always what leftists do. And then when you can't name the exact studies and give them the exact parameters and the exact dates and exact names, well, you know, that's felonious. That's spurious. So, you know, I disregard.
What's that?
How recent are these studies?
I have them. Nick, can you get those pulled up, please? There's like multiple studies, both of them, please.
What's the background on the studies? Were they just
right? They're just going to question them, as if these dumb airheads could, in any way, shape, or form, know what it's required to invalidate a study or call it into question. They're just a bunch of bimbos.
It's random men that they picked up off the street.
That would actually make it more accurate, you dummy. You do know that, right? Them just talking to random men, that makes it more accurate, you dummy. Now she don't know that.
To be fair, we could pick apart any study.
No, many of these have had a meta-analysis. There have been a meta-analysis done on these studies. I mean, that's
did they do it for women too? Like, did they ask women what they thought about men that were virgins?
Okay,
it's not symmetrical. It's not a one-to-one. It wouldn't make any difference. One wouldn't evaluate the other because men don't value the same things women value. Do you understand that? You don't get that? No, she don't get that.
But this is not what we're talking about.
Well, no, yes. Actually, we do have some studies on that, too. It seems to be less important to women than it did to men.
Nick, a little less zoomed in, please.
Everyone knows that.
Scroll down just a bit. So there was a study in 2023 re-examining the link. Hold on. Re-examining the link between premarital sex and divorce. Scroll down. There was one in this other one. Sowing wild oats, valuable experience, or field full of weeds, personal relationships, and some, I don't know. There's another one from 2018. Fewer sex partners means a happier marriage. There's 2018 from Wolfinger. Promiscuous America, smart, secular, and somewhat less happy.
Yeah.
You see, these women are just coping because they're still under the delusion, the illusion, gaslighting themselves into thinking that they're going to somehow find a good man, the right man, a great man, a man that fits all their tick boxes. Even all those tick boxes are a conglomeration of all the men they've ever been with. And they just, you know, one from column A, one from column B, and they just pick the best traits of all the alpha chad dudes they've been with. And they you know, cram them all together into their dream guy that doesn't exist, because if he existed, you wouldn't have to take all these individual traits from 50 different guys and combine them into one dream man that you're now looking for, and they still think they can find that guy. So this is raining on their parade. So that's all this is. They're just in denial. And they're still young enough and attracted enough to be in denial.
There's 1974 premarital sexual behavior.
But that's
not
the topic.
Adjustment.
The topic is, do men, where are the studies that specifically say that men prefer women with less body counts as opposed to not?
Show the next tab, Nick, the next one.
And I don't discredit that you could be right. I just haven't seen it.
Yes, you do. And that's exactly what you're trying to do. And that's what you will do, of course.
A whole bunch of...
Because those are not good examples of that.
Well, this study doesn't fit these arbitrary qualifiers that I've ginned up, so I'm not going to take it on board.
Promiscuity and infidelity.
I could just say I'm a virgin.
Have they given correlation?
2017.
Okay, so listen. I can agree with all of this. By the way, I am highly aware of the neuroscience behind why having sex partners is
not
good for you.
You're not good. You're not aware of any neuroscience. Come on, honey. You're just using what you think of big words to transcend intelligence. Okay.
It essentially down regulates your fucking oxytocin receptors, and for men, dopamine, well, both women and men, but more so with men, the vasopressin and the dopamine. So it's not good. If you want someone who can actually emotionally connect, you're going to find that person less likely, because what happens
you're talking about pair bonding.
You create like a neural imprint, And
then why earlier did you just say that most men would prefer women with
high body counts? No, I'm not saying most. I'm just saying I don't know that it's the case that men care. Like, I've heard and
But didn't you just say that is a huge factor? You think men don't care, even though there's a biological foundation to people being able to pair bond. It correlates to how many partners they've had, but you think men don't care about that?
I've seen on online debates, a lot of men say they would prefer to be with someone who knows what they're doing, who has a little more experience.
I think
that's just a talking point. That's just a talking point from the effinist gynocentric media. That's it, in academia. That's all that is.
Men are probably
And that's women pushing their own views and the way they see men. That's just projection on their part. It's wishful thinking, basically. Yeah, well, he likes that, then he'll like me. Yeah, the coping. It's just cope, sweetheart.
You think it's having a high body count is not ideal, like for me, because it's the same.
Why not?
Believe me, she's had a high body count.
Issue in men, because I want someone with properly functioning dopamine receptors who's not going to be more prone to risky behavior.
Yeah, but you're also drawing a false equivalency, because having multiple partners does not affect a man's pair bonding in the same way that it affects a woman. It's far more profound in a woman than it is a man. See, again, she's sticking to this. Now she's trying to say there's biological equality between men and women in regards to their sexual partners and the number thereof. No, that's not how it works. But you say you understand this stuff?
And that can actually pair bonds and be monogamous, because that's what I would want out of a partner. Also,
so why would you make the assumption promiscuity that this is not also true the other direction?
Promiscuity can also reflect like mental health issues, not to stigmatize them, but like you have right. higher promiscuity
so
with
it's
like
proxy
BPD
for
and
mental
NPD.
Health issues. That's another justification for a man not wanting to date somebody.
Right. I'm not saying that those reasonings don't exist, because I agree.
But you're trying to justify. No, well, no, she has a high body count because of mental health.
No.
Yeah, I keep seeing that. Everything's victim. Oh, she's a victim. Oh, well, everything's about excusing woman's behavior. Oh, well, you know, yeah, she's performing, doing things, taking actions that are bad for her and other people too. But, you know, she's been abused and she's a victim, and it's her mental health. Give me a break.
I think it's fair for someone not to want to be with someone with a high body count, because it could reflect mental health issues, because high promiscuity is associated with things like BPD. And we have millions of years of evolutionary...
Bipolar disorder is not real. There is no such thing as a chemical balance in the brain. There's no such thing as a chemical imbalance. Your brain chemicals are not constantly imbalanced. And then having, you know, bipolar disorder means that your brain chemicals are out of balance. They're constantly in and out of it. There's no balance. It's total nonsense. It's made up. It's a bunch of crap.
Biology coded into our DNA, geared towards...
She likes to use these words, biology, DNA, but she doesn't know what they mean. And she doesn't know how these things affect behavior. And she thinks that men and women are equal in terms of biological determinism. But she's a moron.
Self-preservation. So it's fair to not want to be with someone who has a high body count.
You know, sex isn't...
No, it's, yeah, she's trying to create this false equivalency. No. It's fair to not want to be with a woman that has a high body count, okay? That's it. She wants to try and apply the same thing with a man that applies to women, even though high body count has a different effect. It plays out differently for women because we're biologically different.
You're more
that's interesting
at risk
that
for
you bring
STDs.
Up evolution. How would you paternity test make a determination on if a child was yours from a man's perspective? How would you do that?
How would what?
Pre-paternity tests, which are recent, from an evolutionary standpoint, how would you as a man be able to make a determination that a child a woman had was yours?
Looks.
What do you?
No.
Okay, so,
how,
I mean, I guess
not
how
looks.
Would you determine that?
You would just look at them and see if they look like you, I suppose.
No, that's not how it works, man. There's lots of kids out there that don't look like their parent. Of course, you could say, well, that's because it ain't theirs. And it's something like 30% of kids, 30% of dudes are being cuckolded and they don't even know it. They're raising some other dude's kid. Okay. But there's kids out there that don't look anything like their father. So, and it is their father. So that's not a very good, reliable way. What?
Well, if they were more chaste, right, they had less promiscuity, then this is a woman who you could count on likely to actually be bearing your child, right?
Right. So
wouldn't that be wired in as a preference then, evolutionarily?
It could be, but I think the dating market is vastly different because of second wave feminism leading to hookup culture.
Just to be
shit.
Clear, so when so was, hold on, when was...
Just by the way, there's no such thing as waves of feminism. That's a myth. Feminism is feminism is feminism. There's just been this logical, consequential progression based upon the fundamental tenets of feminism itself. There's no change. There's no waves. This is a false paradigm created to market, to differentiate, and maintain in today's modern world, with as obvious as, obviously man-hating as feminism is, to create some kind of false delineation, create waves, to create stages of feminism that's acceptable as opposed to sections that are not, because people are starting to catch on to the truth of the matter, that feminism is bad for women, it's bad for society, it's bad for all of us. It makes women less happy, makes everybody less happy. It doesn't reflect natural laws and biological determinism. It's just a bunch of bunk. Oh, but no, that's just fourth wave. You see that it's that the first and second wave are still okay. The first wave is still okay. It's just the fourth wave that's the problem. But the fourth wave is still feminism. It's the same foundational tenets that women have been oppressed throughout history, and it's men that have been the oppressors, and now we must overturn the patriarchy. Fourth wave is no different in that sense than first wave. There's no differential. Any differential is bunk. It's not real. It's a distinction without an actual difference.
Second wave feminism?
I don't know the fucking dates.
When? What? Within the past century?
Wait. We should take her seriously? I love it. Give me evidence. What's the name of the study? What was the date? How many test subjects were there? What were the control groups? But her BS gets called. She's like, you expect me to know dates? I love the double standard. She's so lacking in self-awareness.
Entry?
Yes.
Do you think that the evolutionary basis that Andrew's arguing about has been undone in the course of less than 100 years?
Definitely.
To some extent, yes. No. Absolutely.
See, I told you, she's a moron. Evolution works in 100 years first. There's such a thing as macroevolution, don't you know? Because I've seen gnats and bugs, and they just evolve so quickly. So there's such a thing as macroevolution. I've seen the gnats and the bugs, and they evolve the new situation so much more quickly. So there is such a thing as macroevolution, and you can have huge changes in a population in just 100 years. Even though people in the year 1 AD had higher IQs in the West than they do now. A lot higher, by the way. Your average Roman in 23 AD was like 1,500, 1,525 IQ. Oh, but you know, evolution, snap of a finger, she's a moron.
You don't, that's not how.
Okay, make a poll then.
That's not how evolution.
Make a poll. Let's ask the guests. No, listen, I agree with you guys on this. I'm just saying you can't say that all men, or even the majority of men prefer...
We're not putting anything in a model.
You are saying...
Yeah, we can. And by the way, it only takes 51% to be a majority. She doesn't seem to know that. She's so dumb.
The majority of men prefer...
Yes, I would say the majority of men prefer...
And you could be right, but how? Like where...
They showed you a study. It didn't use the exact wording. So I dismiss your studies.
Where are you drawing this conclusion?
Let me ask you a question. Oh. If you look up into the sky, and I say that the sky is blue, do I need a study to prove that the sky
what
is blue?
What in the false equivalence is that shit?
That's not a false equivalency. You're an idiot. He's saying that it's patently obvious. You don't need a study to observe what is patently obvious. But unfortunately, it's not patently obvious to you, because it was patently obvious to the rest of us who actually observe and understand objective reality and know how the world works. You have a vested interest in believing something otherwise and obfuscating and muddying the waters and being in a state of denial because you are hitting the wall and you're getting less attention from men. So you got to continue to tell yourself that everything that everyone knows is true is actually not true because it's not convenient for me. But anyway, let me know what you think. Is this woman infuriating? Women like this. This is why you don't debate women, by the way. It's all about muddying the waters, obfuscation, compositional fallacies. They're just going to do and say whatever they can to invalidate anything you're saying, at least in their own mind, because they don't understand how logic and reason and just plain common sense work. But am I way off base? Let me know what you think in the comments. Please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you have not already, where I am the Bachelor Philosopher, and I used to be known as the MGTOW Philosopher. But really, I'm just the realist. Because, hey, if you're a realist as a man, you are going your own way, and you're a bachelor. But anyway, check out the details. Check out my GoFundMe. Follow me on Patreon. I'll make a donation on Cash App. Or you can leave a super chat here. Or you could leave a donation, whatever. And on that note, I'm out of here. I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.